bringing you the latest world news and health research. Quite frankly, we just shot 6 minutes of a show without audio. So for you guys that are still here wondering what we're doing as far as why we don't know what we're doing here this morning, welcome to the Ted Brewer Show. It was good to have you with us today. Mancow is back in Chicago, and Austin is back with me. He's feeling a lot better. And how you doing, my friend?
Well, good. Apologize about the problem with the microphone, guys. We will fix that issue tomorrow and make sure this doesn't keep happening. This is not an excuse we can keep making to you. It was great. I'm getting a lot of feedback on the Mancow Show. Appreciate the support. Appreciate everything you guys basically do to us for as far as feedback. I love getting positive feedback from you guys, especially on the product, especially on shows. I was a little under the weather about Monday. I had a long, long weekend, big car event, car rally, a lot of people, a lot of walking, a lot of driving. And Ted's like, hey, I think Mancow wants to come on. I said, you know what? Have at it. Take it. You guys have fun with the show. Give me a day off. One thing I did yesterday that I haven't really done in a while is I took a scoop of the vitamin C powder 3 times. So I took one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. It's about 7,200 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, my memory is a little fuzzy today, but I feel like there's somebody that I hang out with on a regular basis that's told me to do that multiple times.
Pick me.
You over there in the corner.
But I don't ever seem to get anything longer. As long as I take my 2 full scoops every day of the vitamin C.
Well, see, the issue that I've done is a lot of times what I've done is when I make a shake, I'll make a shake and I'll throw like half a scoop in, and I'm planning on doing more throughout the day. Sometimes I don't get another shake in, so I only get like half a scoop, which half scoops go like 1,300 milligrams, which is fine in most cases. But if you're gone all weekend and you're around hundreds of people and you're shaking hands and you're driving and you're walking and you're not sleeping, and then you kind of come back, you need to be on 3 scoops.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, I remember.
Stagger them with food.
I mean,
let your gut handle it.
A year and a half ago, I'd cut back to 1 scoop a day.
Yep.
And I had a date with this girl in Orlando, and she was sick as a dog.
Yeah.
And I was just around her.
You got to love that.
I mean, I never kissed her. Okay. I never did that. Just around her.
You don't even have to. You can just get.
No. I got sick as a dog. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm taking my 2 scoops again. Never had another problem. You think, I can't believe you're sharing that kind of dating information. Stop. I'm telling you how I stay healthy. 2 scoops a day. Plus, it really helps keep the skin tight along with the collagen.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say how important this one is. And like I told you guys yesterday, you know, I was on with Mancow. Ladies, if you want to stay wrinkled, if you want saggy skin, have fun with that. Take the collagen. Take the vitamin C. It really tightens everything up.
Well, and on top of that, too, is what it does. The more research that I found is what it does for the gut lining. And, I mean, we've been talking about it more and more now the last few months. And, you know, my good friend, I was with him all weekend on there. He's been taking the collagen. He got a can of it last month with the GHI. And it's helping his gut even more now. He's having less gut problems.
Well, you're giving the nutrients.
And I explained it to him. I said, here's the cycle that's happening now with so many people is that, you know, your body can expel certain toxins. I mean, you eat a piece of bread sometime and it's got some glyphosate in it, your body can process it out. Your body's designed to get toxins out of its body. What the body can't do is it can't be overloaded with toxins numerous times a day, every single day, weeks, months, years on end, and actually detox. It can't do it.
Well, you get cancer is what happens.
Well, yeah. And what happens is, too, is the glyphosate, because it prevents nutrient uptake, because it's so toxic, it wrecks and it basically ruins the gut lining, as we've seen in the studies with the pigs, is that the person has started having more gut problems. They are having issues with celiac disease. They start having leaky gut syndrome, and their body starts not being able to absorb many nutrients, becomes extremely toxic, and it never is able to actually repair, and it stays in an inflammatory state all the time. Then you start having all these other health issues with the gut, with the liver, with the skin, with the joints. Everything starts becoming inflamed.
Happens all the time.
And it's a cycle.
Well, same thing. Largest real-world analysis of ivermectin and other types of anti-parasitical compounds now are showing a cancer patient showing 84% clinical benefit with it. It's amazing. Another article came out by Paul Craig Roberts. Says, breakthroughs in cancer cures, can they survive big pharma suppression? When you find out that cancer is really being caused in most cases by parasites, according to the research now, can they avoid all of the chemotherapy people that are making billions of dollars a year as far as coming after them and saying, it's not true. Recent study conducted by 12 medical researchers, including the well-known Dr. Peter McCulloch, has found that the combination of ivermectin and other treatment protocols are highly effective in cancer treatment, producing 84.4% benefit, with nearly half the patients experiencing cancer depression or disappearance. So, I mean, so ask yourself.
I got to ask you a question. If you were battling something like that personally, just you dealing with something like cancer, what would you do as far as that?
I would make sure I took the ivermectin. I would take the antiparasitic.
Would you really?
I would. Yes.
What about the parasite cleanse that we run?
I would not do that. I would take the stuff that they've shown in these research studies. Okay. I would do it. Now, if you just want to get paid with a parasite, you got pets, and our stuff is great.
Okay.
And I'm not going to make any claims on that whatsoever. Okay. But secondly, what I would do, I want to build my immune system up. And I would take at least 7,000 milligrams orally of vitamin C a day if I was going to build my immune system. That's all I'm saying here, just immune system. And I would take 250,000 milligram dosing of vitamin C intravenously twice a week, once, 50,000 to twice a week. And I would also take about probably 50 milligrams of potassium iodide a day. I would take at least 100,000 IUs of D3 until I got my levels of D3 up to 90, get them tested on a regular basis. Yep. Almost every cancer patient that I know has never had their vitamin D3 levels even tested. You can't activate your macrophages for your immune system without D3. Just thought I'd tell you that, okay? In addition to that, I would take turmeric, about 36 a day. You think, well, that sounds crazy. I know it does. I agree with you. It sounds crazy. But it's a really great product as far as, helping the immune system. And then I would take an ounce of black seed oil twice a day.
Black seed oil.
Man. Oh, yeah. In fact, I take an ounce of black seed oil twice a day.
You already do.
I already do. Gosh, that stuff is nasty.
I haven't taken a while. I may grab it, knock out whatever this
grunge
is.
I found the shot glass.
The one you see is the pomegranate?
Yeah. I don't even know where I got the shot glass from.
I think I got it for you.
I think you did.
For the black seed. I saw it.
So I take a shot glass. And you think, like, I can't believe you got a shot glass in your house.
Whatever.
I don't use alcohol, guys. I use it for
you know what? When I was younger, I thought it was the coolest thing. I had them for a while. I don't know where they all went.
I chase it with, pomegranate juice.
Yeah.
Because it's just nasty stuff to me. And I tell you what, it's a great product. But that's what I would do if I wanted to really build my immune system.
Well, and that's why I said earlier, like the vitamin C powder, when I upped it up on there, because it's got this 2569. Someone looked the exact dosage up on it. So, I mean, yeah, you run three scoops of that a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're running a good high dose of vitamin C. And again, though, when you're running the vitamin C and a lot of these other supplements, make sure you're taking them with food or a GHI cleanse. They're designed to really be absorbed with other nutrients, because if you take you're not eating all day and you take one giant scoop of vitamin C powder on your gut, sometimes it can cause some issues as far as with gastric disturbance. And a lot of times it's a lot easier to digest and absorb when you have something else on your stomach, even like the GHI cleanse.
Well, what I do in the morning, I hit two purple scoops, right? And I take one scoop of vitamin C.
Yeah.
It does okay with me, but I'm used to it, okay, because it could cause gastric upset. And then later on that evening when I go to bed, when I take my other set of supplements, sometimes I take three sets of supplements a day because it breaks it up a little bit better. I'll take more vitamin C and have at it with that. And, then I also put the magnesium brain food in there at night, too. And I like the way the magnesium brain food tastes in water. It kind of flavors a little
bit. It does, yeah, because there's only 72 milligrams of vitamin C in the purple sticks powder.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. It's more of a stack because we got everything as far as we got all the B vitamins in it. And then we've got the acai powder. We got a great. That's one of the reasons what separates this product is adding an antioxidant support. Is it's got a gram of acai raw powder extract in it per scoop, a whole gram of it. A lot of companies don't do that. They'll either use some type of cut extract or they'll add some acai dust to it. But this has a full gram of the acai powder, full fruit extract. What that does is that adds an enormous antioxidant blend to taking the green tea extracts. Remember, the green tea is what's providing the caffeine in this product, which doesn't really bump cortisol up very high. Way, way healthier for it than coffee. On top of that, the gram of the acai is a super, super strong phytonutrient. It really is antioxidant support, and it increases the effectiveness of all the other nutrients and vitamin C and B vitamins. This is why I did an entire show, about half a show in time, on acai being such a super fruit. That's why it's kind of a trendy supplement or a trendy product that has been for years, the acai bowls and stuff. There's a reason why. It's because of the antioxidant support, and that's one of the reasons why this product works the way it does as far as keeping you long sustained energy without spiking cortisol and not causing that crash that you get from common energy drinks. And basically you feel good for a bit, and then basically you feel like trash. Because remember, the energy drinks you buy at the store, they're designed to do one thing: increase repurchasing. They want to increase you repurchasing the product. They're not designed to make you feel good all day or give you any type of long-standing antioxidant support or blend. They don't care about that. It's a bunch of synthetic caffeine, synthetic products. They usually come out of China from Rawls, from most of the ones that I've researched, that get you a fast increase in your energy and then crashes you so you want to buy another one in an hour and a half to 2 hours when you stop by the gas station if you're taking a lunch break or whatever, your construction. That's why they have you do them. Back in the day when I used to work for ICF Builders, I used to drink Red Bull on a regular basis. And that was the same thing. We'd be on 2, 3, 4 Red Bull a day, going through them. And I always thought to myself, there's got to be something that's better than this that basically is healthier for you. And sure enough, you know, when I started using those and I started basically rebranding Health Masters, then we came up with this product. And I said, there's a way to do this. And it's not the normal energy drink way. Hence why this product works so good. We've used it for so long, been able to tweak it.
Well, one of the our lead stories on Daily Mail today that I posted is doctors blamed my energy drink habit after I was rushed into the emergency surgery for a dangerous infection in my organs.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll let you guys read it. And she goes, Allison Dunn had been drinking one 12-ounce can of energy drink, you know, for 7 months, and she began feeling an excruciating pain in her right side. And I tell you what.
What happened?
It happens, man. It's tough stuff. Oh, by the way, Trump's set to lift the U.S. sanctions against Iran. You know, couldn't we have just done that to start with? I mean, well, what happened to us? To be honest with you, let's just be real. The United States got its butt handed to him by Iran. Iran's 5 times the size of Germany. This is the same thing that Hitler did when he attacked Russia. You know, you got a front that's 1,500 miles long. You really can't put the men to it or get the supplies to it. Iran is huge, and the problem with it was it had a huge military surplus built up with missiles, et cetera, et cetera.
Drones.
That we weren't aware of.
That's the part that a lot of people that I've talked to and the contractors that have said about this is that we use an enormous amount of our defense missiles, our air defense, because the doggone drones they were using, because they were coming in when Iran was doing airstrike, they were coming in with ballistic missiles, and they were sending out these other drones out in front of them. So basically the air defense would go crazy with target acquisition, just going nuts. So it's wiping out all these drones. Well, then it's getting a lot of ballistics. By the time it's done, they burn out a whole Patriot missile box that are, you know, $1 billion a womp. Also, it's like, oh, we need another one of those.
It takes 4 years to build it.
All of a sudden, you know, we burned through $50 billion in eight weeks or whatever it was.
More than that.
That's not sustainable.
Plus, something happened to one of our aircraft carriers. Have you seen?
Oh, yeah.
Dry dock.
And then we lost basically an F-22, and then we had that F-18.
Yeah. No, this is what they're telling us. And now they're coming out in Drudge Reporter this morning that the damage to our military installations and our places all over the Middle East was far greater than they told us.
That's the biggest part that nobody's wanted to address is all the military base we had in the Middle East that were getting hit. Because remember, Iran didn't do a lot of direct action strikes on U.S. military, like out in the water and on the ships, because they knew they couldn't get a lot of the stuff out there because air defense. Yeah, yeah. So what they did was they started throwing all these airstrikes on all these military bases.
Well, a lot of them were basically they sent them everybody out. They had to abandon them.
The whole thing was a debacle.
No,
it was a waste of time, a horrible waste of money.
And you know, you think about it. Chuck Baldwin said that there were 5,000 dead. I'm sorry, 900 dead, 5,000 wounded, and that's probably real numbers.
You're talking U.S. military?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had 6 people killed, blah, blah, blah. No, gosh, no. You can't drop that many missiles on top of air bases and stuff and not have people getting killed. And now Palm Beach County is signing off on a controversial Trump air import trade deal in which he has controlled his image and makes money off of royalties and merchandise being sold at Trump Airport. Yeah, okay. He's president of the United States. Why is he doing a commercial thing like this right now? Oh, it was one of his companies that was doing it. So the whole thing is just kind of
crazy. Well, and then
crazy.
On top of that, overnight, Israel attacks more southern Lebanon, kills at least 6 people. 12 more villages are gone.
What happened to Turkey?
Oh, yeah.
Turkey completely rolled up.
No, they rolled up on this. Something happened with that whole thing.
Somebody in Turkey got a whole bunch of money from somebody.
Or they got a whole lot of blackmail videos that they didn't know they had on them.
I don't think they care about that, but the reality is...
I don't know. All I know is this.
Follow the money.
And from the second day the Iran conflict started, Israel started doing full airstrikes and bombing of basically Lebanon.
They want more Mediterranean lake frontage. Well, sea frontage, yep.
And now they said there is no construct as far as defense over there. It's all about demolition of all residences, all buildings.
They brought the D-9s in. I told you.
Yeah, it's all that. They're basically coming in now. They're just pushing everything over. They bomb them, push them over. And so here's the thing. I told you guys before, I really don't care about what's going on in the Middle East for the most overall aspect. I just don't think we need to have anything to do with it. Why in the world are we spending our money to give to another country so they can go do more airstrikes and more bombing raids on other countries that are neighboring countries? Why is that our financial problem?
Well, the anti-Jewish defamation league, which is what the ADL was called for decades, has finally come out and said the assaults against U.S. Jews has reached a 46-year high. Duh. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, because the ADL lies about stuff constantly.
A, right? I don't believe them.
I don't either.
B, I don't know. Maybe stop bombing every surrounding neighbor country and maybe people won't hate you as much. Possibility. Just an idea. Concept.
Ridiculous.
I mean, this whole thing's stupid. Also, too, I want to cover this here. It says this is another article that's come out once again. It says starting statins, new guidelines aim at prevention. It is creating significantly more patients. More and more cholesterol guidelines now have been changed. Under 2026, it's now being sent for more tests. They're now saying today, because you may have a history of heart disease in your family, you need to start on statins at 30 years old. Here's the crazy part, the kicker. They now want to start screening children 9 to 11 for future heart problems. I'm not making this up. Screens start at age...
They've already injected it with the doggone...
That's exactly what I was about to get into. Think about the irony here. This is horrific because you're talking about kids. It says, screen by age 2 if the family has a history or genetic risk of heart disease. Screen them by age 2 for cholesterol. By ages 9 to 11, all children need to start being screened for cholesterol issues and heart disease issues.
It's sickening.
This is sickening, considering the fact that we know what statins do to the skeletal muscle tissue, what they do to other organs of the body, what they do with hormone disruption. Remember, they tell you blatantly in the insert, statins decrease the risk of testosterone in the body. It downregulates it. It completely gets it in almost in half in most of the studies. Men that basically were 700-800 on testosterone, they start on statins, they go 300-400 on testosterone, like that. Now, what happens if you start putting children, teenage boys, on statins? It's going to downregulate testosterone.
And with hermaphrodites.
It's going to have an unbelievably horrific problem on their body. And yet they're saying here now, because we need to make sure we can manage cholesterol. You know what, let me tell you how to manage cholesterol? Stop eating seed oils. That's the first one. Stop eating ultra-processed food and exercise. If you need some extra supplements, the Hemlo, which is the krill oil, omega-3 phospholipid, great. Cholesterol X, vascular relaxant. If you need it for cholesterol. I've yet to see a single person that has had horrific cholesterol levels by eating clean, by eating beef, eggs, butter, chicken, fish on a regular basis.
I had mine tested last month and it was at 220.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
I just got my blood work back last week. I was at 202.
Not 220. I like 220. You know why? Because all disease rates go through the roof when you go under 200,
yeah,
including cancer.
They do.
And testosterone falls to the floor.
And the problem is what they want everybody to do is get on these drugs for life. Statin drugs originally was not, when they first started doing development on them, they were designed to be used for people that were significantly obese, that had cholesterol levels of like 400 or 500. That would be like, you're going to die of heart disease very soon because you have such a poor diet and you're overweight. Well, then what happened was they said, oh, well, by the way, they can be used long-term to manage cholesterol, to prevent the cholesterol, or the basically cardiovascular problems. This is always how it works, right? Kind of like Ozempic. They put it in for clinical trials for type 2 diabetes. Oh, now a few years later, we want to run GLP-1s, GLP-1s at Costco, over the counter now.
For everybody.
And everybody's having all these significant health problems that I talk to. I've talked to like three different people now. They've had gallbladder problems. They've gone on these things. Three different people. One person has gallbladder removed. And it doesn't have to be like this. You've got to do your research, and you got to stop. But the fact that we're now told we need to start screening children by 2 years of age for genetic history risk
makes me angry.
While at the same time, we've rolled out an emergency use authorization shot for six-month-olds for the COVID-19 vaccine. Still to this day, they are injecting the COVID-19 RNA shot into children is 6 months in some areas.
It's on the shot schedule in a lot of areas.
Anyway, it's known to cause cardiovascular problems and myocarditis. Direct link to it.
Well, plus when you feminize the young children like that, you create a lot more hermaphrodites, which makes them happy because their God, their Ein Sof God, is a hermaphrodite, and that's what they want the kids to be. And this is all about the boys who breathe free air that are Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan. That's who these people are that are doing all of this, and we cover that in detail. And it was so funny to me because Paul Craig Roberts had wrote an article that said, it seems that no world ruler can accept reality or is even aware of it. And for somehow, Paul Craig Roberts isn't seeing the satanic aspect of what's happening globally. I don't know why. Maybe because he's 89 years old. I don't know. Maybe he can't fathom it. I don't know. But he doesn't realize that Putin and all the rest of these gangs that are world leaders were put there, and they're being controlled, period. And then he says at the very last sentence, he says, as I've emphasized in writings and interviews, as long as the Wolfowitz doctrine of American hegemony is on the foreign policy agenda of the United States government, and the Zionist agenda of greater Israel is the agenda of the Israeli government, all negotiations are pointless. But why don't you look at the satanic aspect of this? And for some reason, Paul Craig Roberts is absolutely brilliant. I love this stuff, and I read this stuff all the time on the air. Doesn't get this. He's been saying this for almost 4 or 5 years now with Putin in Ukraine. Ukraine was specifically designed to transport weapons.
Yeah.
70% of the weapons weren't being going to Ukraine. They're going all over the world. And it's completely depleted the weapons inventory all over the world with these international military industrial complex people who make all this stuff. I mean, we have a massive reduction in our Patriot missile battery now.
Oh, almost a lot of stuff.
50-70% is gone because of Iran.
Actually,
and that's one country.
Right now, they've already said this, and even a lot of my guys know that are still, doing military contracts. They have said that if we actually got into a real conflict with a real country, like, say, China.
Or Russia.
We don't have the armament to do what we need to do anymore. We have dispensed them, and it's funny. I didn't even tell you this. I forgot all about this. When I was down in Miami for the big show down there, a couple weeks back, I talked to a server, and he had a real strong accent. And I asked him, I said, where are you from? He said, from Ukraine. He said, I came over here when I was like a teenager with my family. I said, have you been over there with any of the conflicts? He said, no, I won't go back. He said, the issue with Ukraine, he goes, and this is what he said. He goes, my opinion, he said, it's basically designed to wipe out all the young guys. I said, what did you say? He goes, yeah. He goes, they conscript from 18 to 60, they conscript you now. I said, 60s, 18 to 60, they're conscripting you. And he said, they're just putting guys out in areas, and all they're doing back and forth with Russia and Ukraine is they're just throwing bodies at stuff. And he even made the same comment I said. He goes, we're back to trench warfare now over there in Ukraine border. Trench warfare. This is like medieval level fighting in 2026. It really is. And he goes, now what they do is Russia and Ukraine, it turns into this drone conflict. Where they're constantly throwing drones at each other. They have these drones, he said, they're like 2 feet diameter, and they have C4 payloads on them. It's good for Ukraine. Tell me this. He said, all they do, they throw drones back and forth at each other in trenches. Just throwing bodies at nothing back and forth. And he goes, if I was a guessing man, he said, the only reason I can see this conflict going anywhere past this point right now is just to wipe out the younger generation.
It's the Nazis.
So he said, he didn't say Nazis, but he goes, there's no sustainability to this conflict. There's no, and he goes, it's not moving. He goes, they're at the line, and they're digging trenches to one another. And they're flying drones back and forth in the trenches.
No, it really is the Nazis. They had entire divisions wearing swastikas.
Yeah, I know they did.
So they got to get okay, – when Germany freed these guys from slavery, basically, back in the 30s, 40s, they became unbelievably loyal to Hitler. Many of them did. And they stayed that way for the past 60, 70 years. I mean, they were running around big highly in swastikas. And they have to get rid of these pesky, you know, Nazis. And I know that sounds – and I said this 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's why they're doing it. They've got to wipe out the entire mindset of the entire generation. They've got to make it all bad and all dead.
60 conscription?
60 is pretty old.
60? I mean, even
– But again, remember, 60-year-old can be a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
60-year-old, he may
– They want to wipe out that mind. Like you said, that mindset.
Yeah.
And so now what they've done is now, too, think about it. You're a teenager – you see these older teenagers going conscripted. Maybe they were Nazis. Now, all of a sudden, you're like, I want nothing to do with that.
What are they going to do? And this is the same thing happened in Germany. You know, almost all the men got killed.
Yeah.
What are the women in Ukraine supposed to do now to find a husband and get married and have more kids?
Well, no, it's going to massively decrease the population.
That's right. And it's going to dilute the population.
And remember, I brought this up 2 years ago. BlackRock now has the giant rebuilding contract in Ukraine with the 5G networks, the 6G upgrading networks, all the infrastructure, everything they're planning on doing over there. Multi-billion dollars and growing as far as infrastructure rebuild.
Well, Putin could have taken Ukraine over within 3 to 4 weeks, period. Done.
That's what's made me think now, because at first I kind of thought Putin was against the international bankers for the longest time.
No.
Now I'm realizing he's just playing the game they're wanting to do.
He's a billionaire. You don't get to that status unless you're being controlled.
Let me cover this. This is an interesting article now. It says, how many servings of ultra-processed foods you eat now shapes your heart risk?
That's a fact.
Kind of like, you don't really need statins to make you healthy. Maybe you need to change your diet. It said Black Americans showed even more than double the rate of increase compared to other populations included in here. They said the number of servings of ultra-processed food you eat directly affects your risk of cardiovascular health. People who ate more than 9 servings of basically ultra-processed food daily were 67% more likely to experience a major heart event, heart attack, stroke, or death related to heart disease. That's a big number. It says compared to those who ate 1 serving per day.
1 serving of ultra-processed food can be 2 cookies, 1 can of a soft drink, or half a microwave meal. A person can eat 9 servings of ultra-processed foods either by having them as a meal of the day or by snacking, drinking soft drinks, or eating desserts. There you go. Yeah. It's not that hard to do.
No, ultra-processed food includes any packaged convenience items such as chips, crackers, frozen meals, processed meat, sugary drinks, breakfast cereals, and bread. Notice what's not on this list. Organic eggs, butter, beef, and chicken. Notice it's not on there. This food that they're processing is getting worse and worse and worse by the year. And the issue about it is people still are buying it. There's one thing you can do that I've said so many times, so many years in a row. You can vote with your dollar. Stop purchasing products that are ultra-processed on a regular basis. Stop buying them. Stop supporting the very food that's killing you. It's not a hard concept, guys. It's like I've said before. If you don't agree with Starbucks and they're matching employees' dollar for donations for abortion, I mean, if you work for a Starbucks and you donate $100 to Planned Parenthood, Starbucks matches that money. If you don't agree with what Amazon's doing with their massive takeover of every single company, basically a small company in the entire United States, turn a global retail monopoly, stop giving your money. Stop giving money to the very beast that's enslaving you. And it's hard to do sometimes. I'm not even going to knock it. Sometimes I'm like, gosh, I don't want to do this. It's a lot more convenient to go this way. Don't do it. The best you can, stop supporting it. And obviously, when it comes to this food like that, there's so much knowledge on processed foods now. There's no excuse anymore to sit there and go, well, I didn't know it was bad for me.
You got to remember, people don't read. They watch 20-second TikTok videos.
This is why we do the show. Oh. You don't have to read anything.
Oh, that's right. Israel bought TikTok. Oh, that's right.
That's why they control everything that's posted on there.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, shadow ban anything that is the truth.
One the other day, Mancow was like, there's a Disney souvenir store that has surplus from Disney over in Dundee.
Yeah.
He wanted me to take him over there. I said, Disney.
Surplus?
No, it's like,
I didn't know that existed.
Well, I didn't either. They take props down from Disney World and they sell this place.
Okay.
So you can buy like real
like props.
Like real stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like props from movies, but it's Disney, so I could care less.
Yeah, well, and the prices are, you know, pretty low. We went in there.
Yeah.
And they said they saw me come in with Mancow, and they said, are you a Disney fan? I said, no. I said, I loathe Disney. It's the owner of the shop sitting there. She goes, you loathe Disney. Why are you here? I said, Mancow wanted to come. I have no interest in being here. This place is awful. And I said, I used to like Disney with Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to like that. Not anymore. They're woke agenda. So I got the whole of the thing. And one lady goes, well, I don't like what they're doing either. I'm one of the workers there. And I said, but I will look around, see if Mancow likes anything. Because he used to take his kids there, you know, 20 years ago when the kids were little.
Yeah, like I did.
I did, too.
I thought it was. Well, the thing is, you could just go back the early phases and memories. You know, you had the great movie ride. How cool is it? You're like 7, 8 years old. You're on this movie ride, and they've got this gangster shootout in the middle of the movie ride with Thompson submachine guns going back and forth between the windows.
It's all closed.
Guy jumps on the ride. He's shooting. He's reloading. It was really cool as a young kid. All those rides like that are gone.
The alien comes out of the sea.
Oh, gosh.
Gone.
Alien out of the sea of Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff was really good because the way they based it, it was they wanted to entertain people coming in and being able to see partial depictions of the film, you know, depictions of the film in person. That's what people wanted. Now it's got to have an agenda behind everything there. We got to tell you why you're bad because you're white.
Another agenda, all these laundry detergents that basically have all these fragrances and chemicals and colors in them are causing all kinds of problems with people now with skin disease.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
Laundry detergent pods behind an increasingly common skin condition that causes unsightly inflammation. I'm going to tell you this. Get laundry detergent that has no colors, no additives, nothing in it. Nothing. You don't need perfume in your laundry detergent.
And you don't need
colors.
When you see somebody pour laundry detergent and it's this it's just bright, vivid neon blue. Why does the laundry detergent need to be vividly blue? You know, the stuff we have that Lana always gets, like an organic detergent. It's like, you know, green, safe, organic. It doesn't cause any issues. I remember a while back ago, I was staying at somebody's house for the weekend, and I did a bunch of laundry there, and they had, it was all this, like, Tide Pod stuff.
Oh,
it was
green
and blue, and I was like, whatever, I need clothes. Dude, I put it on the next day. My back was itching.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't pull my shirt off and riding home with no shirt in the truck, because I was like, God, this kid's itching off this stuff. So I'm not used to it.
One of the most under-recognized triggers for eczema in children and adults is detergent residue left in clothing, especially from highly concentrated laundry pods. Wow. So don't use that. If you want to go a cheap way with it, I think All makes one that's completely dye and fragrance free.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them out there now.
And I don't have stock in All, but they've got one that's like that, and I think you can buy it at Sam's.
Well, there's
really
a lot
cheap.
Of them though. There's stuff you can find online.
Well, you get the organic stuff, and it's unbelievably expensive.
Yeah, some of it is.
No,
a lot of times you can buy it in bulk though too. You can get a little bit cheaper. But the thing is, the toxic stuff with all the food, all the dyes in, like I said, why in the world are we putting dyes in laundry detergent?
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's now got on, you know, TV and promoting this, he goes about the possibility of American cities getting nuked.
Oh, yeah.
Like
they did. By the way, they did this before 9/11.
Yeah.
They brought 9/11
up. He says America can easily be moved. Now, what does he mean by that? Move to support Israel and attack countries.
Iraq invasion, baby.
No.
Get everybody supportive.
I know Netanyahu. He and Henry Kissinger were the only two people that I met on the seminar circuit. I didn't care for Bill Bennett either. That I felt as though that I needed to jump in a shower and scrub down with lye soap. It was that bad. I mean, it was, they were like slimy. Bill Bennett was the same way.
You had dinner with Netanyahu, didn't you?
I did. But Bill Bennett was interesting. I didn't care for him either. But the crazy part about it, later he got busted for this gambling addiction that he had after he wrote the book on virtues. I mean, whatever, man. No, he did. I'm not kidding. And you know, it's nuts how these people, you think they're one thing and you get to meet them and you know them, and you realize it's not what you thought it was going to be. Here's what I've learned, and I'm going to say this because I've shared the platform with presidents of the United States and everything else. Here's what I've learned, and this is just the truth. This is why it's kept me all grounded. Number one, everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time.
That's exactly right.
Everybody. I don't care who it is. And everybody looks silly running around in their underwear. Okay? Period. That's how it looks. So you can't get to a point where you start thinking somebody's better than you or more than you or whatever. It's simply not true. We're all the same in God's eyes. God is no respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another. Period. And just remember that. A lot of these people who get put in these high positions of authority, it's because they were put there by the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan, who works directly with the fallen angel group. Man called them space aliens.
Yeah.
That's what Mankell called them yesterday. In fact, that's what Jim Mars called them. He says the whole planet's being run by space aliens, which is the fallen angel group. And you see, you start to realize that, hey, that sounds crazy. I didn't say it didn't sound crazy. I agree with you. I believe it sounds nuttier than a fruitcake. But somebody else is pulling the strings. The guy, the wizard in the Wizard of Oz was hiding behind the curtain pulling strings. Okay, he was running the show. Remember that. Remember who we are. We're created in God's image, and these entities that run this planet are not in God's image, and they absolutely loathe us. That's why they're pushing all these chemicals on us. That's why they're putting little children on statin drugs. That's why they're doing all of this junk. Why? Because they want to make more money, because they like to breathe free air, and they like to destroy. They come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's what they're here for. And understand that. We have to stand firm with Christ, and we've got to believe the truth and people that are telling the truth and not fall. Well, the United States could be easily moved if we have nuclear attacks on our soil. What'd they do with 9/11? Gave us the Patriot Act. And I personally believe that Mossad was directly involved in that.
Well, nobody's been able to disprove or dismantle or rebuttal the dancing Israelis that were running around that all got picked up by the FBI after 9/11 and then was suddenly released and immediately jumped on a jet and went straight to Israel.
They started talking on TV shows.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, remember, the reason why the statin drugs, they become the number one prescription drug in the entire country. There's a reason why.
Kidney damage.
They know what they do as far as causing all types of elevated kidney levels, all types of issues with the liver, the pancreas, the muscles. Everything. Especially,
brain.
And remember, a lot of the research we've seen from the side effects from statins are individuals that are older, mm-hmm. like in their 50s and 60s, start on statins. We don't even know long-term effects of putting someone on statins as a teenager in their 20s.
We know.
That's true. But we haven't seen any studies. We think it's bad.
It's going to massively decrease lifespan. Remember, if you're on statin drugs for 37 years, you live 3 days longer.
And that was a manipulated study.
But they can only prove 3 more days. But that doesn't include all the diseases you've got to deal with for the 37 years. I mean, it's not worth it. I like my cholesterol at 220. I mean, I don't know how to get it higher.
To me, and from the, and I've had physicians tell me this too. I mean, PhDs, doctors, cholesterol has been one of the biggest lies ever perpetrated on the American population when it comes to health, because it's been one of those things that's an always ever growing carrot on a stick for people, because you're telling them to continually suppress natural hormones in their body in order to reach an arbitrary number that they deem so, without any type of real, true scientific backing behind it. Oh, we got to get it below 200. That's not low enough. We need to be below 150. Oh, your LDLs are still too high. We need to get everything below 100. I mean, they're saying in some cases they want people's LDLs to be below 50 on their LDL level. Guys, the basis, I could do a whole show on this with HDLs and LDLs and the function between all of it. Your body's designed to have certain things in it to repair, and your body's designed to be eating a clean diet. Just because your cholesterol's elevated because you're eating crap food doesn't mean you need to go on statins. It just means you need to eat cleaner food. It's like trying to use statins as a Band-Aid to fix something that you're creating, and then turning around and saying the statins are causing more problems than you created in the first place. Stay off this stuff, in my opinion, and do your best to do research before you start going on.
If you really want to, there's two things you can do that'll really help your this is about supplements, okay? Two things you can do that'll really help your longevity and help your health. Two things. Number one, drink 8 ounces of purified water, either reverse, I'm sorry, 8 glasses or half your body weight in fluid ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of purified water, no chlorine, no fluoride, basically either reverse osmosis or distilled every day. That's important. That's number one. This is about supplements, okay? Two things you can do that'll really help your longevity and help your health. Two things. Number one, drink 8 ounces of purified water, either reverse, I'm sorry, 8 glasses or half your body weight in fluid ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of purified water, no chlorine, no fluoride, basically either reverse osmosis or distilled every day. That's important. That's number one. Unbelievably bad. And don't do shellfish because of the toxicity levels of the lead and all the other stuff. We talked about that the other day. Mancow was talking about how the pipes up there in Chicago are loaded with lead. They're using hydrofluorosilicic acid, and the lead makes people unbelievably angry, and they want to make attack people. And he said, well, it's one of the reasons that so many of the minorities are killing each other up there is because of the lead. They have lead poisoning.
That's interesting.
Well, it was acid. That's you can't put acid with lead.
No.
It dissolves it. Now you're drinking the lead. And he says, and they know it, but they won't do anything about it. So just those are two things you can do. And of course, I've got my top 10 list of foods never to eat. That doesn't cost you anything to do that. Just avoid those foods.
These are all free things you can do.
Yeah. So if you do those things, you'll massively increase your health. If you really want to increase your longevity and feel great all the time and increase your gut retention and all the other stuff that you in supplements, then take the supplements or take the purple sticks with the green tea and what it does, or use the collagen or vitamin C like we've talked about. That'll really bring you up another notch until finally you get to the point. I was talking to a lady this morning and she goes, well, you could tell you've taken care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because of my age. I'm 150 now, being facetious. And so people need to realize that, you know, if you take care of yourself when you're younger, and she goes, well, how many chelation treatments have you had? This morning, a conversation between Timmy texted that. I said, I've done about 100 intravenous chelation treatments over the last 20 years. She goes, well, that's why you're so much further ahead than everybody else. I'm like, well, I don't think it's just that, but has it hurt?
No.
The crazy thing about it, the guy that was doing the chelation for me ended up dying, and that crazy doctor, that Muslim that took over his practice, and I'm not picking on her because she's a Muslim, okay? But she's a nut.
She's an idiot.
She wanted to put your wife on Prozac when she was pregnant for morning sickness.
She told you weren't allowed to come in the office if you carried a firearm.
Yep, and she picked me out. Pick me. I'm like, what does it say on the door? It doesn't say that anywhere.
With no brandishing, by the way. It wasn't like he walked in with a pistol in his pants acting like he was
cool. No, one of the girls that said, well, Ted carries a gun. He's got a concealed weapons permit. Oh! He can't come in with a gun. I asked her, I said, well, why don't you make that posted? Post it on the door. I have no problem you post it on the door, but why are you picking me out? So I don't go there anymore. I don't recommend her at all. Oh, by the way, here's the real numbers. And this is from satellite imagery we talked about a minute ago. Iranian airstrikes have damaged or destroyed at least 228 structures or pieces of equipment, including jets, et cetera, during the Middle East. That's what they're doing. That includes hangars, barracks, fuel depots, aircraft, key radar, communications, air defense equipment, according to the Washington Post analysis of satellite imagery. And that's just what they've seen.
Wow.
That's a lot of damage.
Especially when it comes to aviation stuff, because none of that stuff is cheap to repair.
Well, you know, the thing that makes me angry with aviation stuff, being a pilot, it makes me angry, having owned my own 210 Cessna for years. Here's the thing. You get a propeller. It probably costs, you know, honestly, with raw material, et cetera, it probably costs $300 or $400 or $500 to make.
Yeah, this is carbon.
No, it's not. This is aluminum.
Okay, like pre-preg carbon is expensive. Aluminum.
And it's $12,000 for a propeller.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you got to be kidding me. And then you got to have it installed. Okay?
Yeah.
And so all of this crazy stuff, and the same thing with jets. Like, you know, my buddy who had basically, he's got the jet to drive flies back and forth to Palm Beach. He had to have his landing gear x-rayed. It's called an eddy current test.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Just to x-rays itself. Just it took a
minute. No parts.
No parts. $250,000
for X-ray.
If it had X-ray all the landing gear, and it took him a day. And I'm like, really?
Gosh.
I mean, I had my eddy current in my wing spar had to be tested. because they had a recall on those from the bin. It was $1,000. It took them 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? Well, for some reason in the airplane industry, everybody gets ripped off. And that's one of the reasons that Spirit Airlines closed it up. They said I saw that
over the weekend. Spirit went away.
You know, they had like 40 different planes that they had that were sitting on the tarmac over in Arizona that they had to do maintenance on because they had engine failure. But now the engine failure guys were saying, hey, it wasn't our fault the engines failed, because they're charging $2 million to replace an engine.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're going, oh, that's
40 planes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we don't have the money. And so that's the biggest problem. I had a friend of mine, he had an airline.
Two jets, that's $160 million.
Yeah, I had a guy, a friend of mine up in Alaska. They contacted me, and they were looking for backers, and they said, well, we've got this plane that's in the shop. We can't get it out of the shop because it's $2 million to get out of the shop. And so we only got five planes.
Well, I remember that one time we were at that airport, and it was a really cool plane, man. It was all black on black, everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a Gulfstream.
G6?
No, it was a Gulfstream 4. Yeah. And I looked at it, and he was like, oh, yeah. He goes, we can give you a great deal on that plane. I was just looking at it. He said that both the engines are spun out. There's all new engines on it. He's like, they were going to sell the whole plane for like a couple $1 million.
It was less than that.
It was like $1 million. I was like, well, I'm not interested in it. But he's like, yeah, plane's great. Interior's great. Motor's shot. I can't go anywhere.
I'm not going to mention any names because sometimes these TV evangelists, I learned this stuff and I don't want to know it. But there was this one TV evangelist that bought a Gulfstream 3 from another TV evangelist.
Yeah.
Now, you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And both of them were just complete and total just...
They were both low scummers.
Life. Let's
just put it... Yeah,
low life, okay?
No names, though.
And so the one guy buys it from the other guy and he never makes a payment on it.
Yeah.
Don't have the money right now. Can't make the payment.
I'll pay you when I get it.
It was like a $4 million purchase, right? Never paid for it. And what he did, he ran that plane for 2 years because the other guy was in a big lawsuit, so he couldn't put it back in the company's name and the ministry's name if you don't want to lose the jet. And so the guy spins out the engines on it.
Well, he flies for 2 years, and he goes, well, I don't think I want it anymore now. I'm not going to pay you for it.
And it was,
I'll let you have it
back. It was $4 or $5 million to replace the engines.
Well, replace the engines, like that black one that I saw, the engines are as much as the plane's worth before.
Well, the fuselage isn't worth anything.
Yeah, it's $200,000.
They put the money on the plane based on the engine life left. And what was funny was he spun the engines out. Gave it back to the other guy.
I don't think I want this anymore.
Well, the other guy had to put millions, I think $4 million back into the rebuild of the engines on it. And then we find out the guy had been flying it all over the place and not paying any of the fuel bills.
Yeah. There were
millions of dollars in fuel bills. And then I had another.
Put it on my tab.
Then I had another crazy evangelist says, "Well, this guy's going to give me this Falcon, this triple engine Falcon, holds like 18, 20 people." And I said, "You realize how much it costs to fly that thing? Oh, he's going to let me fly it all over the world for free." I said, "No, he's not." And finally, after about the 6 months, I kept asking where his plane was. Now that the guy was going to give me for free, I don't talk about that anymore. Because what happens, nobody understands how expensive this is to fly these airplanes. That's why when you see Bill Clinton flying to L.A. to get a haircut. On Air Force One, closing down an entire LAX. Mancow told me last night, I said, did you really close down a bridge up in San Francisco getting a haircut? He's, well, it really wasn't all that. He goes, Bill Clinton had done it in California, so I sat out there on the bridge doing a talk show, and somebody showed up in an 18-wheel truck.
Yeah.
Okay? And they stopped on the bridge, closed the whole bridge down. And they came and they got Mancow. They charged me for it. $2.5 million fine.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. And he had to do 100 hours of community service.
What?
And he went around picking up trash in San Francisco. Oh, yeah. Mancow, my buddy. And then he had to get it all expunged. And then he went to Canada to go on vacation. And they said, and so there was expunged. The felony was, he was a felony. And they went to Canada and they said, are you a felon? He goes, no. He goes, you're lying. Here's your felony. He goes,
I expunged.
It's expunged. And they finally let him in. but no, it's just, and so. People do crazy stuff, like Bill Clinton flying over there. Well, Mancow does something crazy, just being a shock jock.
Yeah.
He gets in trouble for it. Bill Clinton never got fined for shutting down LAX for six hours.
Of course not, because he was the president.
Because he got a haircut.
Did it once.
And, you know, he could have done it this way. He could have flown into a smaller airport in the area if you want to get a haircut. Okay.
Yeah,
not close down LAX.
In, yeah.
Grab a helicopter, take it to a local
LAX. Airport. A big airport to shut down, dude. That's pretty that's pretty ripe. I mean,
but you imagine the power that you have that you can fly into LAX and shut
it down.
I remember years ago I was driving up to North Carolina, and I remember the interstate in Atlanta completely stopped. There was nobody coming my way. Interstate 75. Stopped. I mean, it stopped for like 10 miles. And I looked at the person who was with me. I said, there's nobody coming on the road.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa.
Not a lot of people have the power to do that.
No. And all of a sudden, here comes Joe Biden's convoy.
Big convoy.
And instead of just going from the Civic Center to the airport on a helicopter, he's got to shut down all of I-75 for 30 minutes.
But, I mean, I can't blame him on the aspect of having a convoy with armored up Tahoes with M134 miniguns in it running front and rear. That's pretty big flex.
No. The problem is everybody knew that Biden wasn't making any of these decisions.
True. That's true.
He was pooping on himself on the doggone platform wearing diapers. I mean, it's unbelievably ridiculous. I mean, he wasn't making any decisions. Then they find out that all these pardons that he signed were done with the RoboPen, most of them.
Oh, yeah.
And they still have not been able to get rid of those.
I've seen that now.
And now Trump has come out and said he's going to basically, you know, give everybody's entire administration a pardon before he leaves office.
Why am I surprised?
And he says now that he wishes he'd given all the January 6ers a pardon before he left office from the what happened on January 6th, five years ago.
Hindsight's one thing on it. But so here's an article that we post on the site if you guys want to read about it. I've had a few people ask me about this product over the last few years, the attention factor. It's been one of our staple products as far as maintaining mental energy focus. And a lot of people I know that have had issues with Adderall and basically focus and ADHD medications in the past have used this product. I'm not making any claims.
No claims.
No claims. But I've known customers that have told me they've used this to basically taper off Ritalin or Adderall and get very good results as far as focusing when they've had ADHD symptoms. And so I had Harrison write up this article for me on the L-theacrine and actually went into a detailed randomized crossover trial where it studied the effects of what theacrine does to the brain and how it stimulates the brain in certain areas basically based on task and focus, and how it has a different effect though from caffeine, because theacrine is actually an alkaloid that's pulled from caffeine. That's how they run it. It's still a natural supplement, and what it does is it actually helps out with athletic production as far as athletic functioning, also helps out with mental focus, and it helps out with basically staying attentive and staying very zoned in on what you need to do. Very similar on how a lot of these pharmaceutical drugs with ADHD medication work, but without taking the factor of having to take amphetamines on your system on a regular basis that really wear you out long term. And it talks about in here the article. It's also stacked. We stack it with L-theacrine. We also stack it with the magnesium theanate, which is magnesium brain food, and we stack it with B12. Because a lot of times what people don't realize, when you're having caffeine-style stimulation or basically, you know, theacrine stimulation where the brain is more focused, you burn through magnesium and you burn through B12. Like butter in a microwave. The same thing that Adderall does to you when you run amphetamines. It burns through magnesium and B12 specifically and causes your body to become depleted in a lot of the primary nutrients that you need. So that's why a lot of people that run these ADHD medications, they get burned out after they take them long term, because you're not actually fixing the problem. Whereas the attention factor, you're not only giving your body a much more natural substitute for focus, you're giving your body the natural nutrients with the magnesium brain food and the B12 intertwined in that supplement to give you the raw fuel to keep burning. Dad made a great statement last week and he talked about it. If your car's on empty, and you're sitting there complaining about it being on empty, and you're praying to God, I hope my car is full of fuel again, maybe you should just go to the gas station and put more fuel in it. It fixes the problem really quickly. Same thing if you're burning your body out on basically stems. Give your body the raw nutrients in order to make sure that it can continue to function long term and not burn yourself down just depleting your natural supplements. That's why the L-theacrine works. That's why the attention factor works. That's why I have it on the website and under health articles, and it's also one of our best sellers. But I want to cover this because I get a lot of people asking me why it works so well. This is why, so you can read up about it in detail if you want.
I just took 5B12.
Did you again?
I did. I just took them.
Give me a couple.
There you go.
I'm I'm still, my vitamin C still kicking in.
Speaking about building your immune system, stranded on a death cruise.
5,000 micrograms, that's 5 milligrams, right?
Stranded on a death cruise. Deadly cruise ship rat virus has now reached Switzerland as Canary Islands refuses to let vessel dock after three died aboard with this hemorrhagic fever type symptoms. This would be a nightmare from hell.
That's horrible,
this ship, man.
That story is not an ending
no,
story.
No, it says a man who had been on board a luxury cruise ship that wasn't a luxury cruise ship, by the way. It was a doggone.
It was Carnival?
No, it was even worse.
Worse than Carnival?
Yeah, it was worse. Stricken by a deadly virus outbreak, he's been treated in Zurich after developing symptoms with hemorrhagic fever type symptoms following his return to Switzerland. The outbreak of a rare rat-borne illness that has a 40% death rate has left three people dead and several others seriously ill. Now, here's the point I'm going to make. Here's why I brought this up again. I've avoided cruise ships since I was on that one that had that Norvo rise. We had projectile vomiting in the hallways. Austin said it the other day. If you're going to be on a cruise ship, get on a 3 or 4 or 5 day cruise.
If you're going to spend the money on them, guys,
get a ship.
Get a balcony.
So you can open the door.
Trust me on this. I've been on a lot of cruises. I've been to the bottom of the boat on level one in an inside room. I've been on rooms with balconies on higher levels. Don't do the bottom of the cruise. Even if it's your first time you want to experience it.
Can't get fresh air.
A, it smells like rotten cheese down there every cruise you go on to the bottom. Everyone's like rotten cheese at the bottom of the boat. It's disgusting. Secondly, you cannot get any fresh air. You got to think about it. You're in the bottom of a boat. You're sleeping in there. You're recirculating that air. You're down there. No, there's no airway that really cleanses it out. They have AC systems, but they're just recirculating it. Fresh air does a lot for health. That's why you go to the beach sometimes. You're not feeling that good. Go out on the beach. Go get fresh air. Go out in the ocean. Just watch out for sharks if you're in Florida. Not kidding. But it's great. I've been so many times where I've been kind of tired, run down. You go out on the beach, you just go sit out in the water for 30 minutes, and it just regenerates you. It re-energizes you. So it made no sense to me during COVID. You can't go to the beach. The COVID is coming out of the sewage and going into the ocean, and then it's blowing COVID back on you when you go out on the beach. Literally what they said. And people went, oh my gosh, we shouldn't go to the beach. That boggled my mind. What did I do? I went to the beach. Whole time during COVID.
But the last cruise we went on, it was a long cruise, and we basically got a balcony. And when everybody got sick on the boat, we kept the doors open. And they were trying to force us to use that hand cleaning, sanitizing lotion like every 50 feet. I said, I'm not doing
Stupid.
It. I'm not putting isopropyl alcohol on my skin like that.
Let me add this. The purple powder has been on sale Product of the Week. You guys have gotten a hold of it. Congrats. Burned a lot of inventory. I should have enough to fill the orders. If you grab more, I'll have it open until about 4, probably 3 or 4 o'clock today. As far as fulfilling orders, the Product of the Week will be changing. And I've been shocked. Do you know what beat the Ultimate Multiple Capsules for the first time in Health Masters history?
Oh, the Berberine.
Berberine Ultimate.
Oh,
look at
boy.
That.
Boy, does it burn fat.
No, Ultimate Multiple Capsules are one of my number one products.
I know.
Berberine beat it by almost 2x.
Wow, that's crazy.
Everybody
buddy.
Keeps telling me that this stuff, as far as when you stack, is I run Berberine a little bit, but I don't have much blood sugar issues at all. My blood sugar is really stable and I eat really clean. All I know is when I take Berberine, I like drop weight as far as like fat. Like it just burns fat off me. The problem is I got to be training really hard too, so I want to maintain size, and I just already eat clean enough. But man, I obviously the feedback speaks for itself.
Wow.
Berberine will go on sale.
Well, I still remember that day we did the show and I started reading all the stuff it did. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't taking it. I've been taking it every day.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. And remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus is here for you. And remember, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And be happy every single day that we're here still working on the solution sets and that we can all be friends and support one another. Thank you for your support of Health Masters. If it wasn't for you, we couldn't bring shows like this to you. These are free shows. We don't charge them. We don't charge
them. I forgot how good these are.
Those are great.
It tastes really good. But no, you're right. We do the show for you guys. It's not for us. It's for you guys. So I appreciate the emails. Thank you for the support. Grab a can of Purple Stick if you haven't tried it yet. On sale Product of the Week. And my goodness, wait for Berberine to go on sale later on. You guys will like that if you haven't tried it. Clearly, the numbers speak for itself. First time ever dealt with multiple capsules.
Hey, I love you. Thanks again for your support. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, my friends.